This is Fair Issues on the Mormon Faircast. This week's article is entitled, Keeping the Faith, the Double Meaning of the Word Lamanite, by Michael R. Ash, read by Ned Scarsbrick. This and other articles by Michael Ash can be found at DeseretNews.com. This article was used by permission of the author and the Deseret News. If we theorize that the Lehites in the Book of Mormon were a small incursion into a larger existing New World population, and that their DNA was swamped out by the dominant and competing haplogroups, some members may wonder who of the surviving modern populations are the Lamanites. In the Doctrine and Covenants, for example, the early saints are directed to go preach to the Lamanites. How could the Native Americans in Joseph's world be Lamanites? The answer is found in culture and genealogy. While culture is learned and typically passes from parents to children, people can change cultures or assimilate into different cultures. Thus, we have Americans who are culturally American, although they or their ancestors might have come from Africa, Europe, Asia, or many other parts of the world. Terms such as African, Asian, Jew, LDS, Indian, and so forth are social constructs, not biological or genetic classifications. Although some of the original Lamanite party would have had Lehite DNA, anyone who joined the Lamanites was called Lamanite by the Nephites. After Christ's visit to the New World, Book of Mormon people lived in harmony for many decades. During that time, there were no Lamanites, nor any manner of ites, but they were all one, the children of Christ. See 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 17. Several decades later, we learn of a small revolt of people who had taken upon them the name of Lamanites. Therefore, there began to be Lamanites again in the land. See verse 20. Intertwined with cultural identification is a concept from anthropology known as emic or etic discourse, basically perceptions of insider versus outsider. Emic is how people understand themselves, while etic is how a people are understood by outsiders. Often these two views are quite different. Those called Egyptians by the Greeks were Mizraim to the Hebrews. The Egyptians used neither term to refer to themselves. To us, some Europeans are German. To the Italians, Tedesco. To the French, Armand. But to themselves, they are Deutsch. We call the early inhabitants of this continent Native Americans or Indians, but that is not how they referred to themselves. To the Nephites, virtually all non-Nephites were Lamanites, while to Latter-day Saints, all Native Americans are Lamanites. The term Lamanite meant different things to Nephi, Alma, Mormon, and even Joseph Smith, which is what we would expect and happen to find if the Book of Mormon is an authentic, ancient text written by multiple authors over centuries. Finally, we have genealogy, or one's ancestry. Everyone has two parents, and each parent has two parents. If you go back two generations to your grandparents, you have four ancestral slots filled by two grandfathers and two grandmothers. As you go back further in our genealogy, the number of ancestral slots increases geometrically. These slots don't represent the actual number of ancestors, however, because intermarriage among relatives will cause some ancestors to fill multiple ancestral slots. If you could create a genealogical chart for a modern Native American back to Lehi's generation, we would find over 1 octillion ancestral slots. That's more than 1 trillion times 1 quadrillion. Now, obviously, we would not have 1 octillion ancestors. There haven't been that many people in the entire history of the world. Some ancestors would fill many of these ancestral slots. Nevertheless, on a genealogy chart, there would be 1 octillion ancestral slots. From how many slots would our Native American be descended? All of them. If Laman, or a descendant of Laman, was an ancestor in just 1 of these 1 octillion ancestral slots, then it can be legitimately claimed that our Native American is a Lamanite descendant. Recent studies suggest that we are related in several ways, and that many large groups of humans are often related in distinct ways as well. Current research, for instance, poses that all 6.5 billion people on the Earth today have a common ancestor who may have lived as recently as the time of Christ. Furthermore, if we were to make a worldwide family tree back to about the 5th millennium BC, we would find that all people living today would have the same set of ancestors. Other studies indicate that a large percentage of all people may have traces to Israelite ancestry, and that most people may be descendants of Abraham. See Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. Likewise, the numerical dynamics of population mixing feasibly suggest that most Native Americans are descendant from the Book of Mormon peoples. So although there is no evidence for a genetic link between modern Native Americans and Lamanites, LDS scripture and prophets are justified in referring to them as Lamanites due to the likelihood of cultural and genealogical affiliations. If you like this podcast, you can help promote it by subscribing to it in iTunes or by rating it and writing a review. Post a link on your blog and Facebook page and tell your friends about us. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Michael Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or that of Fair Mormon.